Crystal Marks is a city council member in Burien. Her husband James is an Iraq War veteran. They've both experienced hardships that have never fully left them. In her case, it was poverty and homelessness as a kid. For him, it was combat-related PTSD. Their relationship and their healing began on rival superhero teams. These are people, often in full costume, who walk the streets helping the helpless, fighting crime, you know, hero stuff. So this is a story set against the real-life superhero movement in Seattle. And it's a love story.
I had heard about this group called the Rain City Superhero Movement, led by some dude that went by Phoenix Jones.
I had heard a couple of radio interviews with Phoenix Jones back when he was actively patrolling Belltown and Pioneer Square and breaking up bar fights and things like that. And I started walking around at night hoping to find him just to see what it looked like. The idea of someone who really dressed that way, who really broke up fights, like a comic book come to life, was really amazing to me.
I just thought it was a bunch of Comic-Con nerds dressed up playing superhero.
I love superheroes. Wonder Woman was huge. She-Ra was my jam when I was a kid.
I remember reaching out to a buddy of mine and saying, hey, let's go check out some nerds. And we actually went up to, yeah, let's go check these guys out.
Learning about the real life superhero movement made me feel like there were people that were just as nerdy as me. But it also spoke to that side of me that's always been about empowering others, that's always been about finding solutions instead of constantly complaining.
I was very delightfully surprised I actually met with all of them. Immediately, this seemed to fill a lot of those holes I had. Being able to use small squad tactics, we would patrol the city like a kind of a glorified block watch thing. We would break up fights. We would make sure drunk people fiddling for their keys would get thrown in a cab.
I found the Washington Initiative. They were focused primarily on homeless outreach, not so much on the breaking up bar fights, and they didn't dress up.
I was the big dude with a silver and blue helmet. It was actually inspired from a video game. It was on sale at an airsoft store. I'm like, hey, you'll do. And that kind of became a known moniker as, that guy was like Spider-Man, or that other guy was this, and I was the guy that, he looks like Daft Punk or Megatron.
We would make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, grab water bottles, tarps, and then we would head down from Steinbrück Park and go from the north end of the viaduct there all the way down to about Marion, Madison area and just do handouts.
I remember watching on a previous patrol sometime back, this sweet old lady who appeared to be homeless was being harassed by a bunch of club goers on their way out to their vehicles. And they're very rude, and they hopped in the cars and left very quickly. But I remember we were like, hey, are you okay? Do you need anything and stuff? And I remember seeing her a couple months later. You may not remember me, and you know, totally fine. But I just want to say, you know, I hope you're doing well. I know there were some people that were very, you know, unkind to you and said a lot of nasty things as they went out, and there are good people out here. Just, you know, take care of yourself, okay? And she said to me, I love you too. That stuck with me forever, and it still does to this day. That really summed up what we were doing in very weird, flamboyant ways with our, you know, all superhero personas, all this stuff. We're loving our community. I became aware of Crystal as her superhero persona because, sure enough, she was doing the same kind of work on a competing team.
Everyone was always aware of each other. So the Rain City Superheroes, the Phoenix Jones crew, and then the Washington Initiative, we were the only two in Seattle. And there was a big, it sounds so corny and pathetic to say, but like a superhero battle where we're doing homeless outreach the right way, you're doing it the wrong way, and well, we're fighting crime the right way and you're doing it the wrong way. Late 2013, early 2014, we were forbidden to interact with each other.
I remember being invited to a needle pickup event, and I had to actually tear off my RCSM badge, which is on the back of my jacket, because I didn't want, you know, I can't have anyone knowing that the RCSM is colluding.
And unfortunately, that didn't work well when James, my husband now, reached out to me on Facebook and said, you know what, we're doing the same stuff.
We can maybe pair up on this sometime, and maybe we can make this a joint effort, and everyone can learn a thing.
and we decided to meet for coffee and talk about ways that we can do it better, and both of us were terrified that the other person had teammates hiding at Top Pot Donuts in Belltown waiting to take us down on the way out, and both overly paranoid.
I remember having my head on a swivel. So I remember going to the upstairs of the Top Pot and just kind of sitting there waiting, and
He ordered a maple bar and hot chocolate, which I thought was lame because coffee is way better. And he's a large guy. He's an Army combat veteran who is broader than three barns and about 6'2". So seeing him in person, I was like, well, this is a nice looking man.
Holy crap, she's tall.
We sat across from each other on the top floor of Top Pot and just had a frank conversation about why we thought our teams weren't getting along. He really liked how my brain was very focused on logistics. And I liked that even though his team was seen as kind of like the premier real-life superhero team and they were really all about show, he had a huge heart for people. And that's the questions he asked me was about, why do you do this work? What do you like about it? And that really got me to let my guard down a lot.
I don't think I can quite put into words how trivial and juvenile the superhero community can be. I mean, you know, we're talking about a bunch of grown adults that put on costumes of sorts. I mean, this draws a very particular kind of crazy. So Crystal truly stood out to me as a natural born leader, had wonderful ideas for a community, had endless energy for being able to help people and put together events and plan things.
We had met up for a very easy patrol and walk around of Cap Hill. I was very keenly aware of how close our hands were when we were walking, and they would bump into each other. And
I remember bumping into her a couple times, just kind of inadvertently, you know, partially because, you know, it's dark, all that stuff, and I'm also wearing a big stupid helmet that doesn't have great visibility. And more than once, our hands brushed. It was like a spark leapt out.
I realized, like, he knows his stuff. He's very smart. He's asking how my kids are. I think I love this guy. And by the time we got near Gay City, neither one of us wanted to stop walking. So we went up Bellevue Avenue, and there was a house there. We were standing outside of there and like, hey, how much do you think this house is worth? And we're getting closer and closer. And at some point we're bickering, and the next thing you know, we're kissing. Phoenix Jones, as the leader of the RCSM, said that our relationship was a big thing. They had a rule, you do not date members of the initiative. And James, as his second in command, that was just unheard of. Why would you do that? You're insubordinate. That was a big part of it.
It was during maybe, I think, 2015. It was poorly planned, very poorly executed. We got put in danger's way countless times.
Every May Day, Phoenix Jones has his team and the initiative has our team. But essentially, we all interacted too much, and that scared Phoenix Jones, thinking that he was losing his leadership.
He wouldn't have it.
And the teams broke up.
So, well, you know what? I started this group so I can end it. So I am officially hereby disbanding the RCSM, and everyone goodbye.
In September-ish of 2014, by then we are very actively dating. I've met his family. He's met members of my family. Our kids adore each other.
Our kids just meshed immediately. And watching how she parented her boys too was absolutely remarkable to me. She's a wonderful, strong mother that really boosts her children.
And he proposed on January 1st of 2015 at Snoqualmie Falls.
We found this charming little house in Burien. Ironically, the same place I'd spent a whole childhood trying to get away from. It was one of the last places we could afford. By the time we got married, which was while we're still at that house, we got married there in that front lawn underneath a willow tree.
He's got the biggest heart of anyone I've ever seen. He will cry at the drop of a hat over someone's story and sharing their experiences. And then he's also a huge, just huggable dad. He's our kids' playground. They will swing off of him, climb off of him, and he loves it. He was born to be a dad as much as he was born to be a soldier, and will always be a soldier as much as he was born to protect his community and born to empower me. He just loves, and he loves so deeply that my only worry for him is that he doesn't know how to stop.
In addition to our regular lives, we always try to do a little bit extra for our community, and that's kind of something that we are using as examples to, you know, show our kids, you know, this is how you adult. This is how you love on your community. And, you know, our kids are at that age where, you know, they're very, very impressionable. They're very, you know, they need those good role models. And Crystal and I both try to be that for all of our kids.
My kids have talked about becoming superheroes since the first moment they heard of us doing it. And it's morphed into them noticing when we pass by a homeless encampment and saying, you know, Mom, how would you be a superhero in this? Or here's what I would do. I want to give them our TV. And from a kid place, that's the biggest thing they could possibly give. So if my kids wanted to get into the real life superhero movement, I would say go for it. Maybe don't wear the costumes.